Amud Beis B'Siyata D'Shmai. Mishnah tells us, very important din. This is Maisin B'Chol Yom. This happens every day of the week. You shouldn't think we're learning some kind of obscure hypothetical. I myself dealt with this on more than one occasion. Says the Mishnah, Hanitan al Hashivcha v'nishtachara, all over that I never had. That I must say I never had. We don't have shivchas nowadays. We went through this last time. Remember that? We don't have shivcha. That I never had. All over those kochavim in this gaira that we did have. Harezel lo yichnos. He may not marry her. Vimkines ein motziin miyoda. Rashi. Hanitan choshit kloma shetoanim all of divrei las. They say the man is living with a non-Jewish woman, and then she converts. This doesn't smell right, right? Lo yisaena mishum las shelo yomru emes hoya hakol arishon. Rumors are that I have to get back my attendance list quickly. Pick a name that nobody in this room has. That's why. Okay, go quickly through the list. Chaim, there's no Chaim in the room, is that correct? Okay, pick Chaim. The Chaim is rumored to be living with Goyish name and give any name, right?
Christine.
Okay, Christine. So Chaim is rumored to be living with Christine. And now all of a sudden Christine wants to get converted and marry Chaim. It still doesn't smell right. So if this marriage will take place, it will confirm and strengthen those rumors. Whoa, that's not a good idea. Therefore, we declare that Chaim, even if Christine converts, Chaim may not marry her. Any questions? Okay. Now by a show of hands, how many people in this room have ever heard about a case where there was a Chaim and there was a Christine, and Christine converted and married Chaim? Everybody raised their hand. Unfortunately, this Mishnah seems to be halacha v'lo l'maaseh. What is going on over here? Married by Orthodox rabbi? Yeah, by Orthodox rabbi. Yeah, I'm one of those Orthodox rabbis. I've done it myself. Rabbeinu Shalom! What we're learning halacha l'maaseh, we don't follow the Mishnayos. Leave out a Gemara. It's a Mishnah. It's a Din Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if you've seen it yet. Rabbeinu Shalom, what's going on over here? So we have to try to figure things out slowly but surely. Okay, that's what it says. So we saw the Gemara, we saw the Mishnah, and we saw the Rashi. It's worthwhile reading the Gemara, though we're not going to learn the Geirus per se aspect, which is obviously the main topic for this whole Maamar Makomashi. So is Geirus, but we have to first focus on the Nitan Sugya before we get to the actual Geirus Sugya. Says the Gemara, Hagioris Miyahavya. But the conversion is valid, Rashi. V'yafagav lo nizgayro l'shem yahadus ela b'shvil she'iso eno zeh. What is she? She's looking for God? She's looking for Chaim. She's not looking for God. She's not looking for Torah. She's not looking for Yiddishkeit. She has a physical desire to be with Chaim. So she wants to marry Chaim. So she wants her son to become Jewish, to marry Chaim. What kind of Urimini, echad ish shenizgay l'shum isha, v'echad isha shenizgay l'shum ish. V'chein, mi shenizgay l'shum shulchan melochim, l'shum avdei shlomo, einam gerim, divrei Nechem, shem Nechem yomer, echad geri arayas, v'echad geri chalomos, v'echad geri mordechai v'yester, einam gerim, ad shizgay b'zman hazeh, b'zman hazeh, sakadaitach, elayim b'kib b'zman hazeh. What do you mean, kib b'zman hazeh? Rashi. Avdei Shlomo Balei Sroro Hoyu Geri Arayos Gon Kusim Dechsiv B'Sefer Melochim V'Yishlach Hashem Bahem Asa Arayos V'Nizgayu K'Kosev Hosam Dechsiv Hosam B'Golos Shomron Geri Chalomos Bal Chalomos Omolam Shlizgayu Mordechai V'Yestav Rabmei Abay Aramets Mesiyadim B'Zman Hazeh Sakadaita Kol Hani Mik Kami Hochi Lav Gerim Ninu K'Gon Nevu Zeradan V'Chayotzeba Ki B'Zman Hazeh Shloyasa machmas suraro. So Rabbi Nechemya says, whoever converts for an ulterior motive, the conversion is invalid. A purist, you have to convert for the right reason. Nope, that's the case. So why is this woman who converted to marry Chaim, why is she a convert? That's the Gemara's kasha. It's a kasha from our Mishnah against the Braisa. Says the Gemara, even if they converted for an ulterior motive, the conversion is valid. In fact, the Gemara, if the conversion is valid, why can't this guy marry her? What did Rav Asi say? He quotes a pasuk. The pasuk is found, Rabosai, in Sefer Mishle. You see on the side, it's given in full pasuk. Hoser mimecho ikishus pe ulzus vasayim harchek mimecho. What does that mean? Keep away from you ikshus pe. People are going to talk about you crooked. Ulzus svosayim, and bad talk from the lips, harchek mimecha, keep it far away from you. What does that mean? That means you shouldn't do something which will lead to people suspecting you and speaking ill of you. Rashi, ihachi the giyoros ma'aliya sohi lechatchil anami yichnos hamayat tani lo yichnos tam rav asi itama demas nisin mishum dechsiv hasem mimecha ikshus peh. You marry so they can only confirm and strengthen the original kol, which makes you into a bad guy. So therefore, for that reason, you should not do it. Where else is this found, gentlemen? Where else is this found? Is it found anywhere else in Shas? It says in the Ksubas Chav Beis Amid Beis. Who long Ksubas Chav? Who long Ksubas here? What is that in Kubas Chav Beis? Don't remember. I don't blame you. Anyone have any clue? Chav Beis Amid Beis is a bit of a proof if you know this, how the dapim go. Well, since we all don't remember it, we'll read it from the Gemara in Kubas. This is a similar case. We shouldn't do something that's going to arouse suspicion that some kind of a scheme is happening over here. Okay, here we go. Kubas Chav Beis Amid Beis. Says the Gemara as follows. What happens? A person testifies that a particular woman's husband dies. Says the Braisa, he shouldn't marry her. Why not? He's believed. The two Adam. So why can't he marry her? Amar Avasi, Hosim, Chayikshus Peh. What does that mean? That we're fearful, people are going to scare. He's a gorgeous woman, and he's just, the big taiva. He goes to Bezdin, her husband died, and then he marries her. The husband's in China, but he's going to marry her, and he's going to get away with it. Maybe they say he bumped off the husband, who knows? Maybe the husband really did die, killed him. I'm just making it more dramatic. That's what you hear on the radio these days. But I'll call upon him. So this is this other place in Shas where the same member of Rav Asi is found. Here too, it smells, right? It doesn't sound clean over here. Let's read a few more lines in the Gemara. It says the Gemara as follows, Tana Rabbanan, and the Kabbalan Geyam in Limosa Mashiach. What's the pasuk? Again, look on the side. Hen gor your guru efes meosi, migor itoch olayich yipol. Okay, Rabbi Osai? Whoever heard of that pasuk? Whoever heard the pasuk read in history? In your life? And that's supposed to be Bekiyam in Yeshayo. I'm not excusing anyone of such Bekiyas. But maybe somebody once heard in his life such a pasuk being read. No. Okay. Perek Nundalet tells it aside. Pasuk Tesvav. Okay? I'm reading the Haftorah for this kind of Shabbos. Hein gor yogur efes meis osi, mi gor itoch alayach yipol. Okay, you'll say, you had an excuse. You forgot since last year. Okay? It's no excuse. Why is it not an excuse? Who knows why it's not an excuse? Who knows why it's not an excuse? No one knows? Boisai. This Haftorah that we read, this coming Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Noach, is a combination of two Haftorahs, each of which were read as part of the Shiva and the Nechemta. Those who are reading, just paying attention to this a short while ago. This happens to be the second part, Ania Solara, which is read, Parshas Re'eh, Shabbos Mevorachem HaKodesh Elul. We just spent Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan 2 months ago. That's it. There it is again. Actually, the fifth pasuk of that Haftorah, Hein Gor Yogur Efes Meosi Mi Gor Etoch Olayach Yipol. How did you not know this pasuk? Never heard of the pasuk. He said, "Should have heard of it somewhere." I told you about Shnai Mikra V'Yechad Targum V'Yechad Rashi. I told you this. Well, now you should at least know the Haftorah. So you don't have to know what they say, but at least you should fill the air with the psukim, something. Official translation: Behold, one need fear indeed. If he has nothing from Hashem, whoever aggressively opposes you will fall because of you. It's you being Klal Yisrael. Oh, what does that mean? So the Gemara Darshins. What does it mean? The Bach throws it in Os Aleph. Mi gori toch bani yuscha, hu di olayach yipo. Avli dachlo. What does that mean? Whoever comes to you in your poverty at a time when Klal Yisrael is downtrodden, we'll see tomorrow later on, he deserves to be part of Klal Yisrael, not somebody else. Rashi explains. Hein gor, they more dashin's gor. Gor means to fear, but they dashin gor from Lashon Ger. Habol is gaya yogor efes meosi b'ocha ein ani mochem yizgayer. Dehainab is man hazeh. Mi gor itoch alayich yipol, mi gor itoch b'an yuschok shat kasher omarto. Let's say on the side. Omarti is more accurate. Alright. Olayach yipol olam abo. Yipol yonuach ma'al kol pnei kol echov nafol. Yipol mitzitcha elef. In the Lashon Menucha. Okay, so it says. Ad kan rabosai, Gemara and Rashi. Any questions? Rabosai, you have to know basics. Basics. Expect to know too much. Okay. So far we've looked at Shtigul Gemara. Very nice. Shtigul Gemara. Rabbi, I'm asking you a question now, a very serious question. What will happen in the case that I dealt with? The case I dealt with was this foul. I'll tell you a story. Stories always wake everybody up. This story happened, I would say, maybe about 20 years ago, approximately. I can't say exactly the year. A little bit less, perhaps. It was the last Shabbos of the season in shul. I was about to leave on my vacation to camp, the Maror Shakola, and someone introduced me. I'm literally walking out the door, out the steps. Someone says, "Hello, this is somebody. Give me a name." Didn't really register. Shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom. And then halfway through the summer, I got a call from somebody. I didn't put two and two together. I want to. You should help with a conversion. Who wants to convert? My wife. Now, wait a minute. Hanitan al-haq al-bas kochavim v'nizgayra ha-reza le-yichnos. So he's asking me to go against the Mishnah, right? Right? Yes or no? Yes, I'm asking. Yes or no?
You already know for sure that...
Ah! Achoyte nizgar. If it was just rumors... And we cannot let them marry because we're going to strengthen the rumors. Rumors? Mr. and Mrs. They're living in the same house. Who knows how long? No more rumors. Yeah?
Rosh
Hashanah
says that.
Oh, okay. So, question, I tell you the whole story now, or let's leave the story out for the moment, and we'll see what the Rishonim say. Let's first take a look at the Nimuk Yosef. Okay, the Nimuk Yosef is on the Makor sheet. Here it is. Yes, sir.
I mean, isn't that already very different because there is no ulterior motive? I mean, he obviously didn't care when he married her that she wasn't Jewish.
So. Oh, very good. Very good. You're mechaven to Rav Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger, one of the greatest poskim, said, it's not called a shemishis. They're already married. They're already living together. What kind of shemishis? So wait a second. So what's the nitan case? I don't understand you. Manoshach, if they're together, then who cares about the conversion? If they're not together, how do you explain that in the Mishnah? Here's the answer. This is what you really mean. In the case of the Mishnah, the rumor is spreading. You know, even though in days gone by, you know, there was no such thing as being with a woman without marriage. Even by the goyim. I know it's hard for you to understand this, and growing up in the world you're growing up in. But even when I'm not that much older, when I grew up, officially anyway, men and women had to get married. You just couldn't hang out in bed like this without being married. It was unheard of. At least officially unheard of. Okay? So therefore, the guy says so he has a title for her, she has a title for him. They were together, they were seen together. Yeah, but they can't be together with impunity if they're not married. You can't do that in this society. So therefore, for that reason, it's called the shemishus. But in the case where the Mr. and Mrs. already, well, obviously they have the impunity to be Mrs. and Mr. and Mrs. even though one's Jewish and one's not Jewish, they don't care, obviously. So then it shouldn't matter. That's what you're saying. You're saying a different svara. Your svara is a svara that what? What do you mean it's strengthened the cold? It's they're Mr. and Mrs. Everyone knows about it. You're saying, but of a different twist, it shouldn't be labeled as a shame issues because they already have issues with each other. They're already Mr. and Mrs. This must be the shame yadus. Right? Yeah. That's what you're saying. So two gedolei olim in this Talmidim in this year have two svaras to be mad at what I did to defending the Rebbe 20 years ago, that maybe I did the right thing. We'll see soon. Let's take a look first at the Nebuka Yosef. Everyone look inside, please. The Nebuka Yosef is in, it's page Hey Amid Beis, or page Yud Dalet. Okay. Hanitan goes to basically what Rashi says. Okay. Lo Yisena Mishim Laz. Shloyomig loy milsalim afresh emesoya kolarishin. And he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei. Demkines loyotzi. Why not? Russian divorce. Debir nana lo mafki isha mitose bala. Because of a what's a renana? What's a renana? A renun. Rumors. Dichsiv. Famous. This everyone knows this pasuk. Everyone sings it. Drocher darche noam. V'chol nisivoseh shalom. Okay, so even though it's because of the rumor, it's not going to make a husband and wife divorce. It says in the Mugi Yosef. For sure, 100%, apishnayim edim. Bevadai. Doesn't matter, you still don't make him get divorced. Who said so? Uvetosefta katoni lachi behedrim. The Tosefta's founder, Bosai, in Perik Dalid, halacha hey. Rabosai, I think it pays for us to look in the Tosefta, Perek Dalid, Halacha Hey. The author says to look there. So the right thing is to look there. Perek Dalid, Halacha Hey. In my version, the nice Gemaras, you find it on page Tes in the Tosefta. It's the last two lines of Halacha Hey, where it says, Haboal Hashifchav al Ovedes Kachavim, Afal Pishachav al Shifchav al Nishtachav al Ovedes Kachavim al Nishtachav. Hareza lo yichnos and kines lo yotzi. Doesn't say rumors. Habo. Habo means for sure, no doubt about it. Nonetheless, lo yotzi. Lo yotzi, Rabosai. Lo yotzi. That's what it says. Now, the question becomes, why in the first place should he not marry her? So our Gemara said Lazus for Simon. Rashi interpreted it to mean that it's going to confirm the rumor that he was intimate with this woman before she converted. Look at the Minchas Bikurim, the different pshat. Hareza lo yichnos, the last piece in Halacha Hay and Tosefta. The Yomru Mishum isha nizgayer on his shachrer. Vika lazus vasayim. People are going to say that the conversion took place for an ulterior motive. You bet they'll say. It's true. You bet they'll say. So therefore, to prevent that from happening, they should not marry. Now, this is a totally different pshat than Rashi. We'll see soon. It's a very early source for this. But I wanted to show you, since we're already here, in Minchas Bikurim. Let's turn to the Mugay Yosef. We're going to see right away what this comes up. Says in the Mugay Yosef, V'tamad lo yotzi, washing the divorcer, V'kevash in his gairu, okay, V'kiblu aleyan. What does it mean? Can you please translate these words? V'kiblu aleyan. Please give me a translation. Give me, no? You know Hebrew. They accepted upon themselves. What? Oh, the basic word is mitzvahs, right? Obviously, mitzvahs. What they accept. They accepted to I don't know, what is it? Therefore, says the very critical, the most important word. This next line, if you ask me, is the most important line in the entire sermon. The most important line, right here. Chazakahu, the agav unsayu gomru v'kiblu. Let's translate. There's a presumption that because they are forced, they agreed and accepted. Who's forced to do what, gentlemen? Give me a translation. You're wrong. Fill in the blanks. Yes?
She wants to marry the guy, so she feels forced to
convert. I didn't say that convert? Doesn't say to convert. Agav unsayu gomru v'kiblu. What does kiblu mean? Doesn't say gomru v'niskayu. What does kiblu mean? No, translate.
Accepting
mitzvahs. She feels forced to accept the mitzvahs. Because if she won't accept the mitzvahs, then her desire to marry Chaim will not work. That's a simple read of these words. I ask you a question. Why? Let her not do the mitzvahs, she'll still be married to Chaim. Huh? I won't marry her, eh? What else? What else? She might not be considered Jewish. And more than that, you say Chaim won't want to marry. Why won't Chaim want to marry her?
He also wants to marry a Jew.
He wants to marry a proper wife who's going to keep all the mitzvahs, right? Correct? I'm not saying anymore right now, but think about the kind of Chaim we're describing today, who fell in with Christina. Maybe I should give him a different name than Chaim. He doesn't go by that name anymore. Maybe he goes by Charlie or something. All right? Keep that in mind. It's going to be extraordinarily relevant when we discuss whether such conversions are valid nowadays. Whether this Chazakah applies nowadays. Everyone get my drift before you see it inside in print? Yes?
How long after could they be accepting the mitzvahs upon themselves if it's for just reasons that Chaim won't take me if I don't say I'm
going to
accept you, so I'll say that I'm accepting
myself. We're not saying that. We know what she said. The question was she meant. The Mugos didn't say what she said. We know what she said. He added an extra six words. Let's go to the words again. Chazaka. Look inside. Chazaka hu da agav unsayu gamu v'kibu. Six words. There is a presumption that because they are forced, they agreed and accepted. They're forced. They're forced to keep their word. Otherwise, they can just pay lip service. It's meaningless. The question of that applies nowadays. You understand where I'm coming? Everyone understand what I'm driving at already before I even said it officially? Starting to show it to you in writing? We cannot assume that the presumptions of the Talmudic times necessarily apply today. Chazakos can change. Facts can change. Circumstances can change. But we'll get to that in Mitzvah Sheva a little bit later. Right. The Gemara Garmila, the Echadish in the Sky of Shemisha, the Echadish in the Sky of Shemish, Geirim Gemurimim. The Kevin, the Gioras Miahavia, Umuteres Hilo. Throws in an extra phrase. Lo Shno Yesh Labonim Imenu, O Ein Labonim Loyoti. Because of the Rambanza, what's this Bonim, no Bonim? What's this all about, Bonim? It's the contrast to the next sugya, which we're not learning now. It's even a more dicey sugya. Nitameshes ish, that's even. The Gemara discussion with banim, no banim. So he throws in a phrase, Ben sheyesh la banim, lo sheyesh la banim yimena, ben la banim yimena. Even if there's no banim, lo yotzi. Obviously, if there are children, we're much less likely to tell them to get divorced. Even if there are no children, yeah. Okay. So this is what the Nimugi Yosef says. Adka. Any questions so far, Avosu? If you have questions, please feel free to raise your hand. Everything's clear so far, Avosu? Good. Now, the question is, it's an obvious question. If Rashi's reason is right, why did Tosefta say that Bo'aleha, for certain, he's not permitted to marry her? What do you mean he's going to strengthen the rumor? It's a Nishkan rumor. There were two Aiden. It's well known. How can you strengthen the rumor? It's a fact. We have no answer to that question yet. Keep that in mind. Okay. Let's now take a look at Tosis. Peek at Tosis. On both sides, what does Tosis say? We'll start Tosis with Mishum. Mishum Ichus Pe. Omeri, the Benitan ala Pnuya. Ein lahachmi milichnos mishum lazus fasai. Okay, another show of hands. Who's ever heard in his life of a case where there's not Chaim and Christina, Chaim and Chana? And it's a rumors about Chaim and Chana. That they're not conducting themselves properly. Okay? And lo and behold, guess what? Mazel tov. Chaim is marrying Chana. Whoever heard such a case. Says Tos, that's okay. Legit. I mean, what they did was not legit. Chalila and Chalila. But to marry is legit. Aye, they're confirming the old rumors. Says Tos, you're right. But it's worth it. You know why? Adirabba. Mitzvah lekonza. Deba'anu sukziv velo siel isha. What's an anusa mean? Rachmana Litzan, an anusa. A woman who the man lived with her against her will. We talk about Chaim and Chana, we're not talking about an anusa. Anusa is lo shchiach. I shouldn't say, no, it's lo shchiach. We're talking about a mefuta. When Chana is very happy to be with Chaim. So what's Tosis talking about an anusa when, and it's first was a pnuya. The rumors are not that he forced her. Rumors anyway, that's a different kind of a rumor. We're not discussing that. There's a big cash against Tosis. What's going on over here? Let's turn our attention now to see how this same thing plays out in the Rush. Simen Vov. Same Nakuda, but it's different words. For some reason, it's called Simen Vov and Zion. Yeah, you can figure that one out. Says the Holy Rush. One extreme to the other. I'm up to the small test. Yes, Omrim, the Lo Yichnos, Mishulaz Usfasayim. It'll confirm it. They were intimate when they were not married. Yes, Omrim, the Mitzvah Lichnos. Where? Kid Ashkan Baones Umefate. The Lo Siel Isha. Rabbi Sai, Shino Tanach. Which parasha has onus, which parasha has mefata? Who knows? Little basics. Where's onus? Which parasha? He says it. Just had that. We just had that. Same parasha with he says it. Chodesh El, we read he says it. Where's mefata? Anybody know? Who's mefata? Anybody? Mishpatim, correct. Is it save a low sealishan parasha of mishpatim? Come on. Who's my mitzvah mishpatim here? Who's my mitzvah parasha? Nobody. No one admits to it. Okay. We'll read Mishpatim. We'll open up Mishpatim and see what it says. Torah Kedoshim says as follows. V'chiyefateh, you can look it up yourself. It's in Shmos, Chav Beis, Tezvah. V'chiyefateh ish b'sula, ashalo arosa v'shachav imo, mohor yimorena lo li isha. That's it. Never has a low CL Isha. What's going on? The Pella. Okay. Let's chazer again. Yesh Omer, the mitzvah lichnos, Knashna Bonus, Uvim Mefate, Lo CL Isha. We don't know what that means. Vani Omer. Denei, the Chiva Se Torah Lechonsa, Acha Shenifkema, now became not only a mitzvah and a chiyu, till they ploy him. Hanimili bevadai, avol kol bi'alma, ein lahachzik akol v'lifkom shneim. But they're both going to be pogum. The guy and the girl, the opposite is they get married, they must have done sin together before the marriage. It's only a rumor, just forget about it. Don't say it's a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah over here. No chiyuv over here. Because it's only a rumor. Had he been ma'anisar, so for sure, but I'll see Elisha. Now he's, you have to marry, came in divorce. But you chal shachal kol yom, he's stuck with her for life. Unless she wants out. She's smart. When it comes to the mefateh, we still don't know what's going on. Where does it say in the Torah? Look, he quotes a pasuk which is only found in Parshas Kiseitze. How can he say it refers to mefateh? It's simply not true. It's simply not true. Problem. So apparently, Rabbi Osai, apparently, according to these Rishonim, there is some kind of a mitzvah to marry a mafat, to marry a mafuta. And some derive from the words I just said to you before. Mahor yimorena lo leisha. What does it mean? Mahor yimorena lo leisha. Art scroll. He shall provide her with a marriage contract as his wife. The way I read that means, should he decide to marry her, he has to give her a ksuba. Pshita, everyone gets a ksuba, 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 daraisa. No, it's in contrast with the second part. Ima'ein, yima'ein, avia, lasita lo, kesef yishkol, kemora psulos. If her father refuses to give her to him, he shall weigh out silver according to the marriage contract of the virgins. Which means, one of two things. Either gives her the 50 shkolim as a ksuba, if he marries her, or if she refuses, or her father refuses to let her marry him, he gives her 50 shkolim because of mefateh. Never says he has to marry her. Even the article never says he has to marry her. So I said, let me look up one more translation. I think the translation is so Aryeh Kaplan, the Living Torah. You have that? Maybe with it. He passed it like the Rosh. He made it to Chiyuv. He had translated Mahor Yemarena Lolisha. He's required, I don't have the exact word. He was required to take her for a wife. And, wow, I was shocked to see that he translated it that way. But the Chor, the Rosh is like him. Pilei ploim. Is it really a mitzvah? I mean, I'm trying to learn Chumash. Is it really a mitzvah? So, I asked you to see, I don't know if you're trying to get there yet. But it is quoted in Laloch and Shulchan Aruch. So I'll read it to you from the Shulchan Aruch. It's a very brief citation. The next to the last simon in Eben Ezra is Kuf Ayin Zayin. Here in Sif Hey. Hanitan ala pnuya. Rabbi Osei, but listen carefully. Rumors is that Chayim Kutchana. Yesh omim shlo yilichnos v'shem lazutz v'sayim shenirek shemachzik imakol that Chayim is living with Chana. The two extremes in the rush. Either you're not allowed to do it, or it's a mitzvah to do it. Ramo has svar rishona ikar. Awesome. Okay. Fine. Im vaday bo leo. He certainly lived with her. Mitzvah lekonsa. It's a mitzvah. Aval ein kofin al kach. But you don't force. Why don't you force? You only force by onus. You don't force by mifatah. What impression is conveyed over here? There's a mitzvah, Rabbi Osai, even by mifatah. I wouldn't use the word chiyuv, but the Rosh Hashanah tells the word chiyuv. The Rosh gives an impression that's a chiyuv. Only difference is ein kofin also. Ein kofin al kach. The only thing you don't do when it comes to Mephi, you don't force him with a whip to marry her. But everything short of that sounds like it's even a, perhaps even a chiyah, although they use the word mitzvah. Mitzvah means a little bit less than a chiyah, perhaps. What's the big kasha over here, Rabosai? This kasha bothered me no end until I found it in print. Rabosai, I'm reading the parasha, I'm reading the pasuk. You tell me what's bothering me. Listen carefully to every word. The entire thing is only a few words. Okay? Here it says, V'chiyafat ish besula shalo arosa v'shachav yimo mahoi marena lo li'isha. That's in Parshas Mefat, in Mishpat. In Kiseitze, there's another word. And the Gemara and the Rambam put these two Parshas together for this critical word. I'm reading it now from Parshas Kiseitze. Listen to what it says in Parashat Kiseitze. Ki imso ish na rabu sulo shalo arosa usfaso v'shachav imam in imso v'nasan o ish ha-shochev imo l'abiyah na'ra chamishim kosef lo siya li shal tachas asher ino lo yuchal shalokho kol yomov. Okay? I repeat. Here it says ki yifate ish besulo. Here it says, "Ki imso ish nara besula." What extra word is found over in Kiseitze, which is not found in Mishpatim? What was the word? Nara. Very, very good. What is a nara? Find a nara to me. What age is she? Between 12 and 12 and a half. Between 12 and 12 and a half. And it's true that in Parshas Mishpatim, the word nara is not found. It's not found. Nonetheless, Chazal understand that the two go together. Allah, look at the Rambam calls Hilchos Nara Besula. Talks about the onus, the fate, knas, you have to marry her, the whole story. But it's all limited to a case of what? Of a Nara on a simple basis. You get an impression from the Shulchan Aruch over here, does make a distinction, that no, this mitzvah by Mefate, even if it's not an Nara, you have to pay 50 shkol if it's not an Nara. That's what's the context over here. That tells over here Beferish, Kesef Yishkol Kimora Besulos. What does that mean? You have to give to the Avia Nara, right? Doesn't say to whom, but we derive it from Kiseitze. Avia Nara Chamishim Kosef. Get an impression the whole parsha is only talking about the case of an Nara. They say, no. The money is an arrow. And why? Because she's still under her father's thumb. Since he could have made a, he's a gorgeous girl, could have made a real profit to marry off to somebody. Now, this guy ruined it for her, made her no longer a psula. It's damaged goods, forgive the expression. So therefore, he's lost. So he gets 50 shkala. But nonetheless, the Pasha Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is that there's a mitzvah, the first part of the Pasuk, Chifat ish besula, applies even if she's a bogeresh. She's more than 12 and a half. So I didn't know what to do with this. So I found it in Rabbi Kivagin. Kivagin writes in Shuvas, Tinyona, Simon, Ayan, Beis, the Masl Gam, that he thought that the whole Pasha is only limited to a Nara, Psula, but the Pasha Pshan of Shulchan Aruch is not that way. There's a mitzvah to marry the woman, even though she's not a Nara at all. Rabbi Chanan points out in Kovetz Shirim and Ksubas and the same daf. This is coming. I'm just pointing it out to you. Remarkable. Okay, fine. Everyone following me so far? Pasha Pshat and Chumash. Let's go on. So now, take it a step further. The Korban Esano said something very, very important. Very, very important. And this is really critical. Halacha l'maase. We already saw that the Shulchan Aruch had two dais. Is it a mitzvah or an iser? And the Mechaber has both dais. The Ramah said he thinks the day that's oser is the main day. Look at the Korban Esanel over here in Os. Os. Lamed. Aber kol bi alma ein la achzig a kol with the gom shneim. Says the holy korban asana. The kosh ken kshi gedola vihigia li mei vesta she achziku befi abrios she bo oleha benida shehu bekoritz. Now, the average age when her vestas comes is approximately 13. Approximately. So if she's more than 13, maybe more than 12 or even 11, but these things can happen, you know, sometimes it happens even earlier. So then people are going to say, oh, Kores. Kores is a much more serious violation. So therefore, certainly we should follow the Russian spades. We don't want to be mounted the call of Gom Shneim. Therefore, the marriage should not take place. No. The question is, what is the first opinion hold? First opinion in the rush. The second opinion in the rush. Yesham, second opinion in the rush, and the second opinion in Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah. I were worried about people, what people are going to say. Look at Yud. Korban is like, here's an answer to this one. Oh, Yud. The kosher. Ema shani onesh and bevare bolel kedu ksivin insu veedim. Here's not, no edim over here, it's just a rumor. V'yei shloma. Dachi kama. Dim lo yisa osa, ika lazus fasayim, sheyom rabriyas, lo dai shepogam osa. Bad enough that the guy damaged her, if you will, made her no longer psula. Some may even say bonus. Vatora chiva osa the konsa. It's a chiva, well, mafata, onus maybe a little bit mafata. Vumosif rishal rishaso. Then he dumps her. In other words, there's no way out, it's clean. You are like out of it clean, but not to say rumors about you. That you lived with her before you were married. And the proof is now you're marrying her, so you're a bum because you lived with her. Now so you're a bigger bum. You lived with her and you dumped her. It's a bigger bum. Hosef Rishal Rishas. That's the Korban Asana and the Os Yud explaining this particular opinion. Fine. The Vilna Gaon on this din of Shulchan Aruch Rabosai has a different approach. The Vilna Gaon in Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin Os Yud Zayin Vlilo Nirakein. I think that the prohibition does not exist over here. Why? Bidikom v'mas nisin Dav kol ha-shifcha v'nachris. It only says shifcha nachris. It never says pnuya. U'parach b'gemar afir l'chatchil anami U'mishani mishum v'chulei D'loyom v'mishum kach nesgayra Mash madach ki agav. Rabosai, the Gro learns pshat in the sugya, not like Rashi that they're going to say they live together, but like we saw in the Minchas Bikurim, that they're going to say that she converted for the sake of marriage. That doesn't apply if she's born Jewish. FFB? I don't know about F. JFB. Jewish from birth. Leave it at that. I don't know how F she is if she's living with this guy, Chaim. Even though she goes by the name Chani. Yeah, whatever. Let's not comment. But she's Jewish from birth, at least. So the whole reason if you learn Pshat like the Minchas Bikurim, which the others learn that way, then there's nothing to talk about. There's no laws over here at all. If you're like Rashi, then there could be a laws. So the Gra is partial to the other Pshat, which is really the Rashi's Pshat, etc., etc. Okay. The Pisrei Tshuva, here in Sivkot and Tess, in Sivim Kufay and Zion, quotes Tshuvas Rabbeinu Akiva Eger, Sov Simon Kuf Chafal. Who quotes the Yamshel Shlomo, right here in Yevamos, who paskins that Keva de Ilu Varei Bo Aleho Afilu Mitzvah Ika, it's a mitzvah, the Mele Bekol Ein Lahachmir, which means that she's certainly, he's allowed to marry her. We shouldn't follow the rush, we should follow the other, that he's allowed to marry her. Then he adds, Akosav Shom, Dimigia Laonas Veses, Kevan Dimistama Lo Tovla Lenidosa, wouldn't let her into the mikveh, right? Have Nitan Al Nida Doraisa, Dika Kores, V'keim adinita menashivcha dikalav lo yichnos mikol shekein nitan al nida. Wow. This is the Maharshas of the Yamshal Shlomo right over here. See, Paskins, if she's young, she's 10 years old, as crazy that sounds, so then it's okay if they marry. What's the worst case? You're confirming the fact that you live with a single girl. It's bad. It's bad not to do it, but it's not that bad. Right? Not that bad. What do you mean, not that bad? What do you mean, not that bad? We spoke about at the end of the year how bad it is. Is there a lava losia kadesha? What do we say when I told you that? No! Losia kadesha, we said, is only in the case of onus, in the case of when it's premeditated and they're living that way permanently, but it's thrown over here to a case of rumors of onus of a fatah, it just happened just by accident, quote unquote, without premeditation. So it's not as bad as a shivcha. Shivcha is a lav d'oraisa, he's assuming. And the other case is not. Again, we're assuming. Some say this. Never allowed the rights by Kadesha unless she's promiscuous. We spoke about that. Fine. Adka. Now, the Kotzer B'Kiva Eger, who explains at a little greater length what's going on. Listen very carefully. Take a look at our Bosa here in Tosis. I'm giving you what B'Kiva Eger said. Look at Tosis over here. Chav Dal and Abbas. Tosis himself quotes that svar that we already saw twice in the Milchas Bikurim and in the Gra. The svar itself finds its way even into Tosis. Take a look over here. Tosis, Chav Dal and Abbas. Ihachi lechatchila nami, says Tosfos. Iyarmit bishlama te'ena giores gemura nicha to lechatchila lo yichnos mishum to suffek giorosi. Why? The shema nizgaira l'shem ish. This is Nehavamina, Tosfos says, that the problem is maybe she converted l'shem ish. And the Minchas Bikurim, the Gra, the Rashba, all say, even the Maskana, that is the reason. Not like Rashi. That is the reason. Oh. Oh. There's a problem, gentlemen. What do you mean? Shema Nisgairo L'Shemish. Tos has it in the Havamina. But it's true in the Maskana as well. There are two cases, Rabbi Osai. In the Mishnah, what are the two cases? Come on, but what are the two cases? Hanitan al A or B? A, what's B? What's case A in the Mishnah? Shivcha. What's case B? Good. Right, Akum. Ovedetz Kachavim. So I understand that Ovedetz Kachavim and Nisgaira, Nisgaira L'Shem Isha, so I understand. But Shivcha? We do with Shivcha. If the pshat in the sugya, whether it be in the havamina, whether it be in the maskana, is that it was an illegitimate geirus, doesn't apply by shivcha. It doesn't say shivcha v'nis geira, shivcha v'nis shtachara. The presumption is, for the moment, we're going to assume this way, that when someone is a shivcha, what is her status? She's chayeves v'mitzvahs ki'isha. Same as done by an eved, lolo me'isha, right? She's chayev in almost all the mitzvahs of the Torah. When she becomes freed, emancipated, there's no need for her to accept the mitzvah again. She already did it once before. On a simple level, when she became a shifra, she used to be non-Jewish. Now she became purchased by a Jewish owner. She presumably accepts the mitzvah at that point in time. No need for an additional acceptance on a simple level. And therefore, what do you mean? The Rashash is this kash. Yes.
It only helps for the maskana that's the laws. It's according to Tosfos that it's has to do with means it's actually not a good geirus. That wouldn't help for it.
Oh, yeah, good question. Look at the Rashash. Rabosai, please look at the Rashash. Anyone have the Rashash, Rabosai? In our edition, the new edition, the Rashash is on page Yud Dalet. The very end of the page. No. Is this where it is? Yeah. B'tosefta perek dalet iso, the din zeh, b'bo vadai. We saw that. V'chein lefi mai de ukmi rab seba de masnisin, v'eidin mashma de vadai gamesha mai b'chei agavda. Uvazelo shah kol kacha taimo. Gvald, Rashi shver, what did Rashi say? Us, lachzuka kol akama, we know it for a fact. L'chein, hanil lefarish, ta'alazu sheyomu shenizgaira b'shvil zeh. They'll say that she converted for this ulterior motive. What I mean by pnuya is what the Vilna Gaon said. By pnuya is not shaykh the olad in the first place. Sure, we see by gra. Quotes the gra. Simon kuf ayin zayin tziv kot nizayin kidvarai. I read it to you before from the gra. Ach b'shivcha v'nishtachra lo shayach zeh. What do you mean? Lo nizgayra b'shulzei. It's not our choice. If you learn the sugis, you know that the shichur of an eved or a shivcha is bal karcha of the eved or the shivcha. It's bal karcha. The owner doesn't ask any questions. The same as gerushin is bal karcha. Sugis and gittin. You learned the sugis, I'm sure, somewhere. I heard about the sugis. What a great kash. What a fantastic kash. So the Rosh Hashanah gives two interesting answers. One, Ulai Maya B'Shivcha Shalo. So it's a scheme. He's emancipating his own Shivcha so he can live with it. What's the Thomas Jefferson episode? No, I've never known about American history? No? DNA, got some ISIS. Okay, yeah. All right. Oh, Shunosan Esakesev Badal L'Shachara. Yes, it's true that it's not in her, she doesn't have the ability to free herself. But the guy who, her boyfriend, has the ability to give cash to the master, to the owner, to convince him, pay him, whatever you want, word you want to use, bribe him to free her, so then he can marry her. Even though this smells bad. That's what the Rosh Hashanah answers. Rabbi Kiva Ege has a different answer. Kivegas has an amazing answer. Because the Rashba only said his vart. The Rashba gave this reason. About it's going to be it smells that is not a proper conversion. He only said this goes back to the last shirum he gave, if you recall, right before Yom Kippur. Gentlemen, if a man lives with a shivcha, what is the violation? According to Targum Unklus, anyway. What did Unklus say in Pshat? Anyone know? Right? It's Kaddish and Kadesha. Living with an Evan and a Shivcha, according to the Unkelus, is Kaddish and Kadesha. Fine. If a man lives with a non-Jewish woman, what did Tosafot say back at the Tes Zayin Amud Beis? Privately, no one knows about it. Obviously, this is done in private, no one's trying to hide it from everybody. What did Tosafot say in the Tes Zayin Amud Beis? A man lives with a non-Jewish woman privately. No one knows about it. Remember what Tosafot said? Anyone remember? Okay, let's look back. Rabos, time to chazam. Test Zion Amud Beis. Test Zion Amud Beis and Tosafot. Says Tosafot as follows. What does Tosafot say? Tosafot says that there is a violation, is a possibility of mamzeris. Akum ve'eva abobas Yisrael havlad mamzer. Tosafot kosovar, the last five lines. Bishlam ve'eva havi mamzer, debi eva ikal lav. Right? Lav is a, right, the losia kadesha. Ela me'akum, amavi mamzer, bezin shel shame gozru. For a man to live with a non-Jewish woman, when no one knows about it, is only a later prohibition. Umidoraisa b'es hetter. Don't tell anybody this. This is between you and me. Don't ever tell anybody, chas v'sholem, what it says over here. This is if a man living with a non-Jewish woman and no one knows about it, it's a b'es hetter, midoraisa. He never says mutu midoraisa. that no one should become a biblical Jew all of a sudden over here. One of the slot. But that's what Tosfos says. So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, go back to our sugya. When it comes to Nitan al Hashifcha, there's an obvious reason why I can't marry her. Because it's going to confirm the Varet and Issa Daraisa. It's all with respect to a Goya, where there's no Issa Daraisa. Then when I come up with the other reason, it's going to look bad as the Gerus L'Shem Ishus. Amazing. But when it comes to neither abosai, when it comes to neither, there's an Isur kavachome mishifcha. Kavachome mishifcha. And the svar abosai, that after all is a shtikla mitzvah, he calls it a srach mitzvah, a little bit of a mitzvah, for the man to marry his mefuta. Not a real chiyuv of pshuta, it's a slight mitzvah perhaps, pshuta shemikra, who knows what. That only works by a pnuya, according to one opinion. Since the worst case scenario is going to confirm that he violated a minor isser, relatively speaking, okay, which is a nidar abosai, it's prohibited, kavachomer from a shifcha. Forget about it. So writes Rabbi Akiva Eger, as it's quoted in part in the Pesachei Tshuva, you'll see over here, Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin, Sif Katan Tes. But now we come to a very critical question. The Ramah, here in Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin, Sif Hey, says if a man lives with a pnuya, or he suspects of living with a pnuya, Svar Rishon Ikar, Lo Lichnos. Machzik Emako. Very nice. Zok Ramo. Uva Mokom Shesh Lochus Shalotesi Letarbus Ra, Mutal Lekonso. If the alternative is, if you're not going to let this couple marry, she's going to go off the derech. I'm not sure what she is right now, frankly, but alright. She's going further off the derech. Yeah? Then we allow the boyfriend to marry the girlfriend. You know, the rumors that they were intimate before the marriage. Says the Gra. You rely on the poskim who say the second daya, which says that what? That it's a mitzvah to marry her. And you rely upon the b'shas atzchak. And he quotes kiddushin. Mutav sheyochlu Yisrael tumusos shchutos v'chule. Anybody know what that means? I don't know the context of what the Gemara is quoting. I don't have any idea what's going on here. Okay, I don't blame even Nehem. Whoever learned Kiddushin? Who learned Kiddushin? First parak? You got the Daf Chaf Alef? You should know. You should know. The Gemara talks about Yifas Toar. Ever know about Yifas Toar? Pashki Seitze? Very beginning, right? Gorgeous girl, the Jewish guy and the soldier sees her and by the Goyish front there, and all of a sudden he wants to marry her. Wow, intermarriage! Terrible. A whole system, right? For 30 days and this and this and this and this, and the Gansa Maisa. This is what we want. That a Jewish soldier should marry a non-Jewish girl. What's going on over here? So the Gemara has a fascinating expression in Masechta Kiddushin, Chaf Aleph Mid Beis, to which the Gemara refers over here, which you'll see later, it's a critical expression. Says the Gemara like this. Lo dibra Torah lekeneged yetzer hara. The Torah, when it permitted certain cases of Yifas Torah, knew how powerful the Yitzhar of a soldier is. Apparently soldiers are very grub and physical, and they're afraid he's going to give in to his Yitzhar and walk off with this non-Jewish woman that he found at war without any license whatsoever. Therefore, the Torah HaKadosh said, Mutav sheyochlu Yisrael b'sar temusos shechutos, val yochlu b'sar temusos nevelos. What does that mean? What do the words mean, Pasha? I mean, you know? You don't have a chula here, anyway? No? So, what does it mean, tumusos shchutos? Rashi explains, basar mesukenes shchuto. The af al pi shi me'usa k'dechsev yecheskel lo'bo b'pi b'sar pigul. On the side it says, look carefully in chulin, lamed zayin amed beis. It's not proper. What does misukenis mean? You know what misukenis means? An animal is in danger. I don't mean an endangered species. I mean an endangered animal. The animal is sick, and we're afraid if you don't do things quickly, he's going to die. Once he's died, he's dead, and it's all over in the veil. So we're going to do a quick shechita. What's the fear? What does it smell like? It's not really. What does it smell like? Yeah, treifa. A treifa, that animal can't live for a year, generally speaking. Smells like treifa. It's not really treifa. But it looks like treifa. Rambam says it looks like treifa. And if it's not right to be done, but look, it's better to do that if the alternative is going to be yochlu b'sar tumusus nevelus. They stole such a yetzahara. The animal's going to die and eat the dead meat. That's means of the rice of nevela. So the Gemara makes this comparison to the case of yifas toar. Yifas toar abosai. Everyone with me so far? Now, this logic is quoted by the Vilna Gaon. Where did it come from? The Gaon doesn't make these things up. Maharik Shoresh Kuf Chav Tes. I looked it up. That's what the source is. Shumas Maharik. He said so. He said so. Rabosai, the way the Gaon presented it, it only applies in our case of a Penuya. Why? Because there's many Gedolim that say you can always marry the Penuya. So it's a mitzvah to marry the Penuya. So Bishas Atzchak Gadosh, the Gaon of Tavis Ra, we rely on those Gedolim, even though, which is the one opinion in Shulchan Aruch, even though the Rambam favors the other one. Okay. What about our Mishnah? A Din, Mefurish, a Mishnah, not a case of Nitan ala Pluya, Nitan ala Elvedes Kochavim. Should we say there too? My case, gentlemen. What was my case? A man said to convert my wife. His wife's not Jewish. And if I don't? He's already living with her. So they'll just continue to live together, presumably indefinitely, until Mashiach comes. He's Jewish, she's not Jewish, and have kids who are not going to be Jewish. And the Rambam is, if you read the Rambam, when he gives you the business, don't think that the Rambam, that living with a non-Jewish woman is not so bad, because after all, maybe some say it's the Rabbonon, it's a disaster. You know what's a disaster? Because it leads to non-Jewish children. Disaster. We're going to see later when we weigh various averis, how we weigh them. We post could weigh various averis. What's better or worse? All averis are bad. I'm not giving any license for any heteran whatsoever. But weighing, we'll see soon. Says the Shulchan Aruch Abosa yesterday, see it in Simon Ebenezer, Simon Yud Aleph, Siphe, quote our Mishnah. Hanita Mishifcha Venochris. Viniskara Vinishtakara Loyipnos. Finished? Not in a Maria. Fine. Fine. And what if you know for a fact? Luka Yosef says, Also the Khathila. The Khora ain't no time. Kevanika Marisim Shimlazus Fasaim. From your dua of a first shimoda shabalea. Lekalos was fasayim, as you said before. It's well known. He writes as follows. Said he wrote a reason somewhere in some tshuva. Okay, I don't have the tshuva in front of me. Ayin simen kuf ayin zayin. Come on. Tehechi diyesh chashash sheyetzul the tarbus ra mutali soena. What case is that? Penuya. According to one day in Tosfos Mitzvah. Says the Chokhmah Shomer, jumping a huge leap of faith. V'adin bozeh im avi chashash bo o bo ken kosavdu b'tshuva hanal. I wrote in the tshuva that in our case as well, if you're fearful that they're going to go to Tarbus Ro, even though it's the case of a Goya, you can still allow them to marry. And what a long tshuva. Yes, tells you where to find it. Ubir l'shon zeh Shemekoro midivei HaRambam. Rambam? Did the Rambam say that? Did the Rambam say that if the man is going to stay with the goyish woman anyway, we should be permitted to allow the man to marry the woman notwithstanding a mishnah mefureshes? Because it's better they should have psar tmusus shchutus than psar tmusus nevelus? The answer is yes. The Rambam said it. But not in the Mishnah Torah. It's a tshuvas Rambam. Tshuvas Rambam. Rabbosai, if not for this tshuvas Rambam, I must tell you, if not for this tshuvas Rambam, it seems to me that Geirus, for Orthodox rabbis who have to follow through with the converts, would drop precipitously. Because so much of the Geirus that we see is L'shem Ishus. And the woman is not Jewish, and the man is either living with her for sure, or the rumors, or he was, or he will be, well, all kinds of funny story. They're married already, she's pregnant already. You name it, I've been there. I've seen all these cases. Too many times. At first glance, without for the Rambam, I would say, I can't help you, I cannot help you. Even if I convert the lady, you're not going to marry her. Forget about it. But if this Rambam is followed, referring to a case of Shas HaTchak Godol, so then the Rambam seems to teach us that it's permissible to either convince him to they can't go on like this, either separate and just go on your merry way, or marry her. We'll see, we'll read the Rambam, we'll see the words inside later on. The Rambam said so. And he quotes it over here, it's Makom B'Divrei HaRambam. Fascinating. An amazing Rambam. How could the Rambam be Matam and Issa Gomer? What's going on over here? The question becomes, Rabosai, what's the nature of this Issa? Our Mishnah. The word us is not found. Am I correct? We have the Mishnah. The Mishnah's right in front of us. What's the words of the Mishnah? See if you can find the word us in the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. Who can find the word Asur in? What does it say? Hanitan ala shivcha v'nishtachro ala yoveretz kama v'niskayra. It says, lo yichnos from kinas ein motziyan. Do you see the word Asur here? Anybody see the word Asur? Hello?
Lo
yichnos. What does that mean? So here's a machlokas, it seems to me, between the Beis Yosef and the Bach. Where does it come up? It says over here in the Mishnah, that what? If he married already, then you don't force him to get divorced. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Aleph Sifches. Kol Eichad Shehis Shubo. We warn the guy. You're not going to marry him. The Ovar Vikines. And he married her anyway. Lo Mikri Dieved. We don't consider this Dieved. Umafkina Lo Minei. We force him to get divorced. What happened to Durachel Darcheno B'chol Nesiv Oseh Shalom? Wise guy that you are. We told you that you're not supposed to marry her. He did it anyway. You're a bum. And when you did be Isser, doesn't count. And when you force a divorce. So I said, Machaber, Simon Yud Aleph, Sivches. Okay. Says the Chelkos Mechokek, Kien Siv Kotten Yud Beis. Harav Bebach, Kosav Delav Klolu, Velo Koy Anitin Ala Shivcha. The Bach said it's not true. You know why it's not true? The Bach said there's no Isser. There is no Isser over here. There is no Isser. There's no Isser at all. There is no Isser. It's just a lechatchila yichus v'shem las. You shouldn't put yourself in a situation where they're going to say bad rumors about you. But it's not a real and absolute Isser. And therefore, if you ignore our advice, I mean, it's more than just our advice, but you ignore our advice and decided to marry her anyway, we're not going to force a divorce against the Mechaber. It seems to me that if the Rambam held like the Bach, I can understand very well this idea of permitting them to marry if the alternative is Yetzer L'Tar B'Sro. Otherwise, it's a little more tricky. One, in fact, is the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam has the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. I'm pretty sure it's exactly the same Lashon. What did the Shulchan Aruch say? Lo yichnos. So lo yichnos doesn't mean it's necessarily going to be an iser. Take a look, if you will, in the back. If you look in a Mishpat Amalei, Beis, it'll tell you to look in Perek Yud Nechus Gerishin, Halacha Yud Dalet. Should be the same law. Give a look in the back. Those who have the Mishpat Amalei, Gerishin Yud Yud Dalet. You're not supposed to do it, right? But all the other case of he gives other examples over here. A shliach bought a get from chutz laaretz, b'fanenecha shouldn't marry her. And he says shemeinei nostaba, he has eye on, that's why he gave false testimony. What we saw before among subas of chavbeis, he testified that the husband died, again he shouldn't marry her, he also shouldn't marry her. A chacham had a neder, and all these kinds of things. Okay? Very important. V'chein akum ve'eber abo bas Yisrael, the opposite case. The goy, Rabbosai, lives with a Jewish woman. Now, this goy converts. Lo yisaena. V'chulam avu v'nisim motziyam yodam. So it may not be the exact, that source is the Tosefta, by the way, the same Tosefta, the Rambam. B'kitzah, maybe it's such an absolute aver. Let's go back to the original case. Psar tmusos. That's a funny lashon. Look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Macholos Asuris, you get an impression that this idea of not eating from this mesukenes is not an absolute iser. Not an absolute iser. Remarkably, although he uses the expression of Psar tmusos shechutos, which is the expression that the Marik used, the Rambam himself gave a different example. Better to eat the rotev than to eat the shuma. I don't know what these words mean. What is rotev, gentlemen? I'd rather use the word soup. You have Campbell's chicken soup. Better to eat Campbell's chicken soup than Purdue chicken. I'm not advocating to eat one of these two things, chas v'chalila. That's what Rambam is saying. Now, Campbell's chicken soup, that's absolutely prohibited. Absolutely prohibited. Is it a daraisa? If you look around, Michael's Macholas Stewart, get the impression? No. It's also the Rabbanan. So he's saying, better to do an Issa the Rabbanan than to do an Issa daraisa. That's how Rambam phrases it. Apparently, you could learn from that Rambam and Chubas Rambam that there's an Issa the Rabbanan, like the Beis Yosef against the Bach. But the way the Marik phrased it, Psar Tmusos Shchutos, that's not really an Issa Gomer at all. Again, you look at Hilchos Macholos, you find both of these sources in the Rambam. Oh. So now, Rabbosai, I want to tell you, we only have 15 minutes to go, a number of very important things, which are going to lead us to tomorrow's Shia, which is going to be very much into the question of this sugya and the question of what's a proper geirus, which are, in terms of people who come for geirus or shemish, and we don't really think that they really mean it sincerely. Before we get to that, Rabbosai, let me answer the following shaila. Listen carefully. According to the Rashba, what did the Rashba say? You're afraid they're going to say, we saw it in the Bilchas Bikurim, that the geirus was L'shem Ishus, right? That's how we saw. That was the words you saw? No? All of us I showed it to you, I think, inside that you actually saw yourself, that you're not just trusting what I'm reading to you, is in the Minchas Bikurim on the Tosefta. I just want to show it to you one more time so you should just refresh the phrase that he uses, which is not the phrase that we're going to see later on. The phrase that he uses, the Yom of the Mishum Ishin is Gayer Vigalazus Fasai. Rabbosai, I have the following shaila. What will happen, the following case, I'm serious, it's a very serious case. Chaim meets Chana. Chana is a virtuous woman. We assume everything's fine and dandy. They get married, we assume everything's 100%, up and up. Chas v'shalom to be chash at anything. Good. Chaim meets, I'm going to change the name of this novel to make it a little bit better. Chaim meets like some kind of a name which has a conjures of a certain image of virtue.
Sarah.
No, I want a non-Jewish name. Mary? Mary wasn't so kosher either from last I ran. Oh, we'll call her Mary, okay. Chaim meets Mary, and Chaim and Mary are both very, very virtuous. No one is kosher that Chaim did anything wrong, or that Mary did anything wrong, nothing. Zero. Okay, what can you do? Chaim meets Mary. Mary is working in somewhere in the yeshiva somewhere as a secretary. And Chaim meets Mary. There's no rumors, there's no scandals, there's no nothing. Chaim is sitting based medrash, yom v'layla, mamish, just never leaves the yeshiva. There's no nothing, no rumors about him. But after a while, Chaim looks at Mary, Mary looks at Chaim. Chalila, Chalila, no bad. Now Mary comes to the Rosh Hashiva and says, Rosh Hashiva, I want to convert. Why? I want to marry Chaim. Chaim, my best Talmud. Yeah, I want to marry Chaim. He says, have you been intimate at any room? What? We've never even been secluded in a room together. We only speak together in front of 100 people in the yeshiva. Nothing, zero. And sure enough, check it out. There's no shemet of any rumor of any wrongdoing. Chas v'chalila. Ish tzaddik, and I guess we'll say from chassidei umos olam. May they marry according to the Rashba. Let's first start. According to the Michas Bikurim. Michas Bikurim says, Yom Mishim Ishin is Gayer, Vigalos is Fasai. What would you say? So the Otzer Aposkim, they talk about this, and they quote, this is in Simon Yud Aleph, those want to look up later on. It's an Otzer Aposkim, Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Koton Samach, in O's base. That's what we'll be focusing on. Okay? Sivkot and Samach, O's base. Those want to see it, it's on page Nun Zayin. In this print, this one thing goes on, O's base goes from four pages. From Nun Zayin Amud Aleph until Nun Ches Amud Beis. Almost four pages, three and a half pages. All very important. Quotes a statement called the Mitzvah Aryeh. According to the Rashi, the only time they can't get married is if a kol went out that they were mezana with each other. If there was only a kol that they liked each other, and no more than that, no suspicion of anything bad, chas v'chalila, they can marry each other, no problem, no lezus v'sayin. But according to the Rashba, as long as people will say, it's called Nita and Lachatchila Lo Tinase Lemeshul Lazus Fasayim. So it's a sefer mitzvah Aryeh. Quoted over here in Oz Beis and Sifkot and Samach and Sif Yud Simon Yud Aleph and Eben Ezer. I never heard of such a din. I don't think anyone else agrees with this din. And in my opinion, it's a misread of the Rashba. If you look carefully in the Rashba himself, the Rashba never uses the word that is going to strengthen the rumor that he was converted l'shem ishus. He uses the following language. You can look at the Rashba right up here. It's on our daf. The people are going to say, Nisgairo l'shem znus, v'kines also l'shem znus. That's a very powerful phrase. Nisgairo l'shem znus, v'kines also L'shem znus. I don't have a Rashba in front, I have a Ritva. Here we go. What does he say? Sheyomu kol olam L'shem znus nisgayrola zu u'l'shem znus kones osa. Words of the Ritva come out verbatim from the Rashba. It's on the Makos, the Ritva. What does that mean? What do you mean? What do the words mean, Pashat? What do the words mean? footnote 662. What lezus shemar shenisol l'shem's nus? Is it dimba kiddushin? You have to have kavanah l'shem mitzvahs nisuin? What are you talking about? In my opinion, therefore, we have to reinterpret. Then he has another kasha. 661. He gives Kedaka seven answers or something like that. Shivcha. Shivcha. What do you mean l'shem? L'shem ishus nisgayr. There's no gayus by shivcha. He emancipates her against her will. What's going on? In my humble opinion, therefore, they have it all wrong. The Rashba never meant what the Michas Bikurim said, because they said that the conversion took place for the sake of Ishus. So big deal. But the Yavid Kulam Gerime. You know what it means, gentlemen? What it means is the whole thing stinks. It's one long scam and scheme. It started when they lived together when she wasn't Jewish, or when she was a Shivcha. And then they went to the next step, and they had this conversion. Yeah, we all know, wink, wink, a conversion, or an emancipation. He gave the money, or he freed his own slave, as the Rashash would have it. And then to top it off, they get married, and then the Waldorf Astoria, with all the chief rabbis there, and then you say, yes. We give our bracha to this whole terrible series of events. That's pshat. And if I'm right, if there was no rumors of any intimacy from the beginning, she's the biggest tzedekis, and he's the biggest tzaddik. Just they happen to meet, then he wants to marry her, and she wants to marry him. In my view, even the Rashi would agree it's permissible 100%. Against the mitzvah Aryeh. He only had the words of the Michas Bikurim, the Yom Mishum Isha and this guy here, then I can hear it. That's not the word of the Rashi when the Ritva. The Shem's Nus Niskarizu, or the Shem's Nus Kodis also. What Nus? What's Nus? It's Mutter to marry a woman, you have to have Kavan, Hindi Mukha, the Muslim, to marry my wife for the Shem Mitzvah. He marries. Now, the whole thing together, from the original so called supposed intimacy, through the conversion process, through the marriage, the whole thing smells, it stinks, Rabbi Isai. You should get involved in these kind of stories. That's Pshat the Rashi. I'm coming out against this mitzvah aria is quoted over here in the Ozra Post. Oh. But now he never answered the original Kasha Rav Osai against Rashi. Rashi said that the reason why they can't marry is going to strengthen the rumor that they were intimate originally. But we know for a fact, Eidus, the case of the Tosefta, right? What does it say in Farish? Not a rumor. No, Yisrael Abol HaShivcha Alavakam, for sure, a fact. So I saw two answers to this question, and I want to share them with you. The first I found here also in the Otra Poskim, and he quotes it, fascinatingly, of all sources, from a Yarchon. What does a Yarchon mean? A periodical, a monthly, they have these Torah journals that come out. That's who he's quoting from. Okay, we'll take the truth wherever we can find it. Quoting from periodicals. Okay. Here he says as follows. It's a Yarchon called Tvuna from 1922. A Shailach Merav Shmuel Yalov, the Rav of Syracuse. I kid you not. He was printing in a European Torah journal that's coming from, running from Syracuse. Anyone know that name, Yalov? Yalov? Anyone know the name? Never heard of him? Y-A-L-O-W, never heard of it? Never, huh? His daughter-in-law was a Nobel laureate in physics, I believe. Rosalind Yalla, lived there near us. She was a... her shver was a rav of Syracuse, a big Talmud Chacham. Can you imagine that? Okay. He discussed in this case, this is as follows. He wants to be matter, we'll see, based on the Chacham Shlomo that we just saw about Tarbus Ra. Case number one. Case number two, the same Tvuna, this is now we're talking already in the winter of Teves, it's probably either 1923 or late 22. Rav Shloimeh Nosson Kotler wrote, Rashi's case, we know for a fact, either Nebuki Yosef says, Afilu Baal Bavadeh Motziyim B'dieved. Yeah. Nebuki Yosef is referring to, okay, listen carefully, Sheyadiyah Shebaal Bavadeh who al pi eidim, avolo bepirsum, bezeh beemes osu lechatchila, avol be often pirsum, kenidon di dan. What does that mean? They're already married civilly. Lo shayach, hosin imcha, etc. Deblav hachi, kfar mefursum hu. What an amazing vart. Yes! The Tosef is Yisrael Habba. The two Edom saw him, they caught him in the woods. Whatever it is. So the two Edom. Not so famous. Everyone knows the two Edom saw? No. So if they marry now, it's going to strengthen the rumor that was only a rumor. Even if it was two Edom. But they didn't tell the world. They went to the internet. They went an email to the rest of the world. This man is later caught him red-handed. They didn't do that. There was no emails in those days. So, it wasn't so famous. But if they're married civilly, the whole world knows. So is Rabbi Kotler, Rabbi Shlomo Nosson Kotler, in 1922 and 3 in Atvuna. This would be tremendous if they were true. But then according to Rashi, my case is your vart or your vart? Who said? This is what you said, no? I forgot who said this. Who said this vart? Everybody knows they're married already. I forgot who said what. So yes, yeah, so it's against the Tosefta. No. Tosefta's with the two A's. And here, the whole world knows. They're married Mr. and Mrs. It's not a bad terror going to Rashi. But it's not a lot of problems if it should be true. However, Rabbi Chaim Oizer, that's Shut Achiezer, which is towards the end of the list. I get a bunch of chubas of 20th century Gedolim. Achiezer has a different pshat. He says, no. He says that the pshat is, listen very carefully, a different pshat, and this is going to be hurtful to us. Chaim Oizer says, if they get married, everyone's going to talk about it. But we know. But we forget it, if you tell us, we know. It's not on our lips. Yeah. This guy's with this girl, the whole world knows about it. Once you put a chuppah with kiddushin, oh, you heard Rabbi X what? That he married off Chaim with Christine, and everyone knows it. That's going to be much more lazos fasayim. So the fact that everybody knows about it in their consciousness, that's not going to help. It's going to cause everyone to talk about it. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Lazus fasayim. If that's the case, if Rabbi Chaim Oizer is right, then if Rabbi Kotler is wrong, then it's not going to help that they're married civilly. Because once they start marrying Jewishly, the whole world is going to start talking. So that's very critical to know who's the right pshat according to Rashi. Why Rashi shouldn't be against the Tosefta. Everyone with me, Rabbi Ose, so far? We're out of time. We have a nice haschala. Rabbi Seattle is going to continue with these important subjects. Okay.